From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. You've probably heard the birth order stereotypes. The oldest is that overachieving leader. The middle is always overlooked, that sandwich kid. And the youngest is, of course, the coddled baby of the family. So how does birth order affect you after you leave the nest and enter the workforce? Sandra Black is an economics professor at the University of Texas, Austin. She's actually studied this and is here to tell us more. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sandra, first of all, why is this an economics issue?
So what I have done with my co-authors is really take these theories and bring it to the data. And so what we do in our research is take huge data sets and we try to identify the persistent patterns in birth order in terms of individuals' outcomes. And so what we find, we started doing this looking at education and income, and it was really interesting because you find that firstborn children do better, and that's not just because I'm a firstborn child that we find this.
Bias. But, I see your bias.
Yes, exactly. Firstborn children do better on education, on earnings, and what we see also is that there's a declining pattern by birth order. So secondborn does a little bit worse than the firstborn. The thirdborn does a little bit worse. And it kind of goes down the birth order till about the fourthborn, and then it flattens out.
So how do you explain that?
There are a number of explanations. It's hard for us to distinguish that because a lot of them are about relations between people. And again, that's not what economists do best. We do rule out some mechanisms. So there were some theories or hypotheses that say that it's something about physiology or biology. So let's say your mother puts her first child up for adoption, and then you're born. You are in the family, the firstborn, but biologically, you're the secondborn. And when we do that, we see that what really matters is the environment. We find some evidence that suggests that parents invest differently. With earlier born children, we see that parents spend more time helping them with homework. The problem is it's hard to distinguish whether that's the parents treating them differently or the kids are different and the parents are just responding to it.
Okay, so you mentioned you're the oldest sibling. How well do you think your family kind of stacks up with your research?
So my sister's going to hate this, but I think we do okay in terms of the pattern. So again, every time I talk about this, people kind of write about their stories. And so I want to caution that this is talking on average, right? So even if your family is not specifically like this, it still can be true on average. But our family, I mean, technically, I think we follow it. I don't know. I got a PhD and she only got a law degree. So I don't know if we should put this on radio, though. That sounds bad.
Wow, only a law degree.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that was Sandra Black, an economics professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you.